Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 40. Five things I learnt when I became my unapologetic self. Hi, and welcome to this episode. So I shared a post on social media recently that was five things I had learnt when I became my unapologetic self. And of course, there are actually many things that I learned as I became my unapologetic self. And these were the five that just stood out most to me, and some of them that surprised me in some ways, which is why I was drawn to share these within my top five. I also think that becoming our unapologetic self is a journey. I think it's a journey that we're forever on. I feel like we become our unapologetic self, and it's an amazing thing to get to that space, to really feel into that space of everything that comes with being your unapologetic self. And that's your unapologetic self that is completely full of love and kindness and peace and all of those things. But as I said, I feel like it's a journey that we're always on, because I feel at different stages, different things can come up, and we're sometimes revisiting that journey to becoming our unapologetic self and revisiting being our unapologetic self. And to firstly share what I consider as being our unapologetic self, and that is the version of us who embraces who we are, who allows us to just be ourselves, who doesn't necessarily worry what other people think, and know that the most important opinion is your own opinion of yourself. Being your unapologetic self is being honest and true to yourself and true to others. It's speaking your mind. It's knowing what you want, leaning into your natural confidence and self-belief. And it's working with all of those things. So if at any point anything new does creep up, it's okay, let's go back. Let's wind it back and revisit the things that we know. Use the tools, and then often come back with another new level of our unapologetic self. And obviously, don't forget that we as people can grow and change and adapt over time also. So we're forever on that journey through life as we follow our path and where it leads. And that can be taking detours sometimes. That can be leading onto a new path that we didn't expect. So, the five things that I learnt when I became my unapologetic self. My first one was that my relationships grew stronger. So, all the relationships in my life grew stronger. That was something I guess I had before becoming my unapologetic self, and before I let go of the people pleasing and trying to show up as I thought I should do, I thought I'd upset people if I started speaking my mind and living life the way I wanted to live it. I thought that it would have an impact on my relationships, that I could, yeah, potentially upset people, offend people. In my mind, it was always seeing being my unapologetic self, I felt was almost rubbing people up the wrong way. But actually, it was so far from the truth. My relationships grew stronger. And sometimes that took a little time, in that there were conversations. And actually, was a transition. It was a phase of understanding each other better, having better communication, improved communication. Therefore, that's why my relationships grew stronger, because I knew where I stood with people. People knew where they stood with me. I was honest. We can't argue with someone who's being their unapologetic self and who's living the way that feels right for them, who's trusting in their own journey. There's actually such a lovely natural confidence in that. So yeah, it was actually great to see that my relationships grew stronger, and that was something I had been unsure about, first of all. This is probably why it's one of the ones that surprised me the most, because it was one that I was potentially a bit worried about, unsure about, and actually it was such an amazing outcome. Along with that, I found my tribe and I found my person. So similar to relationships that were already in my life improving, I was actually more aligned to meet more people who were just on the same wavelength as me, who were my people. Just the friendships that I have now, I have so many more friendships in my life now and stronger friendships in my life, because I show up as myself and I've connected with people who have the same interests and who connect in the same way. So it's been amazing to see those different relationships and new relationships in my life, and really feeling just such an immense gratitude for having people in my life that are just so aligned to me. And likewise, as I say, finding my person. So it was a journey going through relationships and finding that person that was right for me. But the more that I showed up and was myself and said what I wanted, who I was, almost this is me. Obviously, again, I found someone who was truly aligned with me, because I wasn't trying to be anyone else. I wasn't trying to be someone that I thought they wanted me to be. I was literally just being myself. I think when we are ourselves, we also give a ticket to the other person to show up as themselves as well. And so again, with friendships, relationships, everything, when we connect with people and we're just ourselves, we almost kind of hand someone a ticket and just say, show up as yourself as well. Like, I don't judge, I'm here as me, and it'd be great to see you as you. So yeah, it meant that I was able to meet someone who wanted what I want out of life, who had the same values, again, who was aligned, who supported me, and that meant that we reached a deeper connection quicker as well, because again, when you're showing up as yourself and laying everything on the table, not hiding anything, we can build such deeper connections so much quicker. It's allowing ourselves to be vulnerable. Next was that I found more peace. It can be so exhausting, can't it? Just constantly thinking, what does someone else want me to do? How does someone else want me to show up? Am I pleasing this other person? All of those things are actually quite exhausting, and I didn't realise it at the time, but yeah, I just found so much more peace because I was able to let go of other people's expectations. I was able to let go of expectations that I was putting on myself, expectations of who I thought I should be. So I was able to let go of so much. I was able to not worry and overthink so much, because I could just show up as myself. I could just, if something was on my mind, speak about it, rather than what I had done in the past, which was keep it in, stew on it, and just let it go over and over and over within me, and just almost bring me down or have me worrying or whatever it might be. So there was, yeah, something so lovely in freeing myself from all of that and finding peace and calm. And if we just imagine that, if we imagine the space where we're worrying and overthinking what people might think, or we're switching into that space of I'm just me, we can feel the freedom in that. And again, this is, I'll always say it, the journey and being our unapologetic self is something we often need to come back to. And definitely there were times that I dipped back into worrying about what other people might think. And then again, taking that detour back to trusting in myself, believing in my goals, my vision, listening to my intuition, all of those things, because that's what's most important. I always love that quote, it's none of my business what other people think of me. And it's so true. That's one I had to really, really keep with in my earlier days, was just believing in my own opinion of myself and making sure that that was a positive and kind one. Fourth one was that my intuition increased. I had more clarity. I was just so much clearer on my goals, what I wanted out of life, what I wanted to achieve, the type of relationships that I wanted, how I wanted my life to be. I just became clearer on so many different things. And I trusted myself and my intuition. I listened to myself. I realized that I had my own inner coach, which we all have. We all have our own inner coach, but sometimes we forget to listen. Sometimes when we forget to listen, we lose that intuition a bit more. So it can take a while to come back to that, to listen to our gut and our instinct a lot more, trust in our intuition and allow that to grow from there. So it really helps to take that time to listen to your intuition and just get quiet with yourself, just to understand what you want, understand who you are. The more we understand ourselves, then the more we can work with that. And lastly, that my confidence and self-belief grew. Because of all of those things, I was able to believe in myself more. I was able to increase my confidence. I gently pushed my comfort zone. And all of that opened me up to more opportunities because I would put myself out there more and I would push my comfort zone to things that had felt uncomfortable in the past and trusted that I could do it, trust that I could achieve it, believe in myself that I could achieve it. There's another quote, isn't there, that says that something like, we wait for other people to believe in us before we can believe in ourselves, but actually people believe in us when we believe in ourselves. And so that was it. I began to push my own comfort zone and just trust that I would figure it out and that things would be okay and that I could do it. So they were my top five things that I learned and that I, as I say, some of them felt quite surprising because some of them I was worried about before leaning into that version of me that is my unapologetic self. And I'd love to know, what's your main thing? What's the biggest thing that you've learned so far about yourself when you have embraced your unapologetic self? I'd love to know, because there are so many wonderful things that we can realise and that we can see and that we can achieve. So I hope you enjoyed that episode, coming along with those reminders of those things that we can appreciate when we embrace who we are. It's a wonderful thing. So I wanted to share as well, if you're looking to join the next cohort of my signature program, Becoming Unapologetically You, if this is something that you want to embrace even further, to be on that journey of becoming your unapologetic self, to become your unapologetic self, to learn more about yourself and the mindset that can support you moving forwards, then send me a message saying waitlist and I'll add you to the waitlist for the next cohort when the next Becoming Unapologetically You is due to begin. In the meantime, if you're looking for something to join soon, then I have two amazing sessions coming up that are called Time to Bloom. And again, this is about embracing who we are and allowing ourselves to bloom. These are the week of spring. So one of these is Thursday, the 21st of March in the evening. This one's online. And it's an online workshop, the Time to Bloom online workshop. It also shares a visualization with that as well, which can be really powerful in supporting your goals and your focus on that version of you. And the next one is in person, and that's on Sunday, the 24th of March. And that's at Lake House, Kent in Ashford. And this is a beautiful meditation and intention setting session. This is going to be held in the lovely Willow Lodge, which is a beautiful wooden outdoor lodge, I guess. It's just the most peaceful space. It's lovely. And we'll be pulling cards, setting intentions, breathing in beautiful aromas, and you can enjoy a wonderful meditation and sound meditation. So take a look at my website if you want to learn more about those. So it's clairecockle.com. That's Claire spelt without the I, Cockle, C-O-C-K-E-L-L.com. But thanks for joining me for this episode, and I hope you found some things as a good reminder for yourself. And as I said, I'd love to hear anything you gained or learned from your journey so far. I look forward to catching up with you again in the next episode. Take care.